Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese.
Okay. And a very good Friday night. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning and running the camera as both games will be live video streamed. Ricky Smith. The Lady Eagles will be taking on the Bunker Eagles. But we'll just go Liberty Bunker tonight. But both teams, Tyler, 3-3. Liberty Girls coming off a really nice win over East Carter.
Yeah, we played, it's been a busy week this week. We played East Carter early in the week, played Donovan last night. So, the East Carter game looked really, really well.
Is the Donovan girls
Donovan legit. Girls are legit. They're for real.
Yeah.
We fell to that in that game, but we did have a good showing. But that's probably going to be the toughest team we've played. We play all year.
Well, and we kind of knew that the Donovan Lady Dons were going to be that.
Yeah.
You know, they're loaded, they're stacked, they're really good, good for them. But here tonight, this ought to be a really good matchup with Bunker and the Liberty Girls. Starting for Bunker, we'll see Kenzie Barton, Maddie Dickerson, Kaylee Sutton, Haley Turnbull, and Kara Barton. That's the starting five. And for Liberty?
You're looking at Hadley Chowning, Ella Phipps, Corey Lynn, Jaylee Tharp, and Ashlyn Henry.
So, just looking out here on the floor, size-wise, it's a great matchup. Everything looks as about as even as it could possibly be,
Yep, we just got to see who gets off on the right foot here and in the early going.
So the Bunker squad, coached by Marcus Gorman, and Marcus's dad, Rod, coaches the boys. Liberty wins the tip. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty Eagles work to the right. Downing out top, backs up behind the volleyball line. Looks like we're going to see a man-to-man by the Bunker Lady Eagles. That's the free throw line now. Short wing shot, up and in, and Jaylee Tharp gets the Lady Eagles on the board, or Liberty. Here's a drive all the way to the bucket, front of the rim, up and in. That's Kinsey Barton. She was an all-skater last year.
She's going to be tough to handle tonight.
Phipps for three. Count it. Lady Eagles, they're going to stretch that defense out just a little bit. Going to trail the ball handler, and that's going to be a job as she just drives right down, shoots another layup. Be a good place for a timeout.
She goes down.
She was grabbing her knees. She went down.
So, again, that's Kinsey Barton with the second bucket. She just takes it coast to coast and goes down. She is, all-state player, senior this year, I do believe. Is that correct?
No, she's a junior this year.
She's a junior this year. Okay. Number 12?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 12.
Yeah, she's a junior.
Wow.
Wow, but right now under the net
this is like one of those scary ones because it was like a no contact.
Man,
on her own out there.
In all the years I've seen, so your brother inbounds a ball, steps in to get the pass back, and goes down.
Yeah.
Nobody touched him. Nobody was around him. It's kind of wild how that happened. Right now, Kinsey is up, and she's going to be helped to the bench. And, again, you just – I don't care what team you're rooting for.
That's never what you want to see. I don't care who you're playing.
And as a team, you know, you see your best player go down. Now, you know, this is where coaches earn their money.
Yep.
This is where Marcus Gorman, he's got to rally these girls. You know, they got to get back and focus on the game. And, you know, we'll find out about Kinsey later. But, yeah, she's definitely feeling pain. I mean, tough girl, man. She got up with help. She walked back. Now she's back behind the scorer's table. So it's 5-4. Liberty up by one. And the Lady Eagles, they're both Eagles. I got to stop calling Eagles. Liberty will bring it down the floor. Hadley Chowning out top. Now, if you're Liberty, you know, the misfortune you got to capitalize on.
Yeah, that's the misfortune is a great word for it.
Lynn works it left side. Now back out top. Henry catches. Henry will give it up. Chowning will catch. Now we'll reverse. Uh-oh, loose ball. Liberty turns it over. Bunker brings it the other direction. Jumper put up, no good. Tipped around. It's going to go. Nope, it's going to be saved by Bunker. Now they'll reset. Penetration, driving in on the left side. Long scoop shot. Wow, goes
nice
in.
Shot. Yeah.
That's Haley Turbo. 6-5, Bunker by one. Chowning with the basketball, shifts over to the left, now reverses to the right, going to drive in at the free throw line. The one-hander's up and in. 7-6, this is kind of back and forth here early, 5:52 to go in the first. Bunker at the wing on the left side, brings it out top, spins it to right wing, now kicks it into the block, shot put up off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. You know, you get girls to play like boys, you'll win.
Yeah. Got Shelby Holt coming in for Delaney Ellis.
What number is she?
22.
Okay. To the wing. Drive baseline. Shot goes up. Hits the backboard, and Liberty's going to catch it. Well, actually, it would have been stayed in play, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bunker. Ella Phipps will inbound on the baseline. Throws it out top to Chowning. Chowning right back to Phipps. Ooh, wide open look for three. Let's give her more of those.
Yeah, Ella's been stroking it pretty good this week. She had 7 threes in that Monday night matchup with East Carter.
Oh, nice. Got back-to-back threes right here. 10-6, Lady Liberty with the lead. Free throw line, bounce pass underneath. Henry gets a piece of it, keeps it alive anyway. Now it's a scrum on the floor and giving it up to Liberty gets called with the travel. She was probably trying to come up. And who is that?
Shelby Holt, number 22.
Bunker goes up. Rebound is going to be end up as a jump ball. Bunker on the baseline. Out top. Turnbull. Catches and holds. Now she's going to put it on the floor. Whips it to the left wing. And it's a takeaway. Chowney. The Phipps.
Boom! How about three in a row on Arkansas string for Ella Phipps? 13-6. 4:34 to go. Bunker with the timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrew.
Okay. All right, 13-6, timeout is by the Bunker Lady Eagles. And so a nice little run. Again, Ella Phipps, three threes in a row. Those add up quick.
Yeah, she's had a hot hand this week.
Baseline, Bunker brings it in. Toss it to Turnbull. Gives it back up. Now in the paint, low block shot is blocked, and it'll be Henry. Picks it up, gets it to Chowning. Chowning at the wing. Back to Phipps. Three more.
Boom.
Let's make another. That's four in a row. Four for four. 16-6 now, Liberty. Dribble drive, kick to the wing. Bringing it back out. Trying to get it inside. They get it to the free throw line. Here's a three by Bunker. That's no good. Rebound's going to be taken by Barton. Now it's going to be out of bounds. Liberty basketball.
It's good to see Kenzie Barton up walking around here behind the bench after she went down early in this first quarter.
Oh, there, Liberty turns it over with the steal. Turnbull takes it all the way down, gets the layup. It's up and in. Loose ball again. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Chowning and Dickerson gets tied up. And it's going to stay with the Liberty Eagles. So Phipps will toss it in on the baseline. At the wing. Oh, there's going to be a walk. And Liberty will give it back to Bunker.
Lillian Walton just checked in for Corey Lynn, number 14, for Liberty.
Bunker. A little fast break action on the inbound, but they turn it over to loose ball. Liberty comes up with it. Henry gets another takeaway. Finds Chowning. Chowning to Phipps. Phipps for a three. Hits the rim. No good. That's going to be over the back on Liberty. First foul. Who was that?
Lillian Walton.
So, 3 minutes to go in the first.
To 8, Liberty lead.
Bunker kisses it down low, but it again, this time Ella Phipps got a piece of it, and Liberty's going to take it the other direction. Underneath, shot goes up. Chowning doesn't get it to roll, but she will go the line and shoot a couple. First one is good.
Free throws are a big, big deal. That was our Achilles heel in the Donovan tournament early this year. I think we, just in the consolation game alone, I think we were 16 of 32.
Ouch. Well, Adley makes them both right there, and it's back to a 10-point lead. 18-8, 2:43 to go.
And another turnover by Bunker. That's six. Liberty's got three. Phipps brings it in. 2:39 on the clock here in the first. Chowning sets it up out top at the volleyball line. At the free throw line, turn around, short jump shot goes up, no good. Now it's going to be a loose ball, fight for the ball. Holt got a piece of it, gets it, kicks it back out to Phipps. Phipps is going to shoot a three, and the rebound is last touched out of bounds by Henry, and it'll be Bunker basketball. 2:23 to go. On the sideline, Bunker brings it across the timeline. Now they'll set it their offense up out top. There's a drive. And blocking called on Henry, her first. She slid in there, but
kind of
just a little bit late.
About a half a step late.
Yeah. Good effort, though. You don't mind those.
No. And anybody that plays in the low post, you're going to have one or two fouls a night, just hustle fouls.
Yeah. Well, the first free throw is no good.
Corey Lynn checks back in for Henry.
Second free throw is on the way. It is up, and it's good. Chowney holds the ball up overhead, flips it over to Fitz. Fitz is going to be fouled as she's driving in. And that's going to be on Ritter. Team foul number three for Bunker. 18-9 is your score. Chowning catches the inbound toss in the corner. Here's a three. It's the back rim. No good. It's picked up by Dickerson. She's going to take it down the floor. Loses the dribble out of bounds. And it's another turnover.
And here comes Kenzie Barton back.
12.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
For Bunker.
Okay, yeah.
She, that was the girl that got hurt earlier.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, that's outstanding. Good deal to see. Good. It's really good to see that. Lady Eagles to the wing. Chowning catches it. Now they get it inside. Block shot out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Nice move. I mean, you don't like that. And that was Shelby Holt trying to get it to the rim. Hadley, there you go. Every time. I wasn't going to say anything.
I didn't either.
I can see it.
That's the second time she's done that this year.
So what happened right there, if you folks watch it on live video stream, you caught it all. The defender had their back. All of them had their back to Hadley. Hadley just bounced it off her back, picked it up. Made a layup. At the other end, Bunker underneath. Now we got a foul, and that is not going to be on the shot
on Corey Lynn.
And yeah, that's her first. So checking back in for Bunker, Kara Barton, 42, comes in for Lauren Ritter, 23. Here's a three. Boom, count it.
She's back.
Right
where she left off.
Yeah, she's got 7 points and played, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe. 20-12, but Liberty with the lead. Spreading the floor. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Stolen by Chowning and put in. Hadley, 2, 4, 6, 8 points. Here's a short jumper that hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Lynn. Liberty on the fast break. Looking inside, shot put up, no good, out of bounds. Liberty rushed it a little bit. You had three Bunker players down there, one Liberty. That's pulled out. You got time, run a little off.
And Liberty's got some youth on the floor right now.
Yeah. Bounce, fast drive, shot up, no good, but a foul, and Bunker will go to the line. Haley Sutton will shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Shelby Holt. That's her first. 22-11 is the score. First one is no good. Plenty of empty seats if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night. There's three games tonight. Second one's good. But we got varsity girls basketball, and then we'll have JV boys and then varsity boys.
That varsity boys game should be a dandy.
Hey, I haven't seen Bunker play, but the state ranked class one, they're legit. Hadley Chowning out top. Dishes it off. Holt gets it back to Chowning. Everybody does get a shot off. After one, 22-12, Lady Eagles with the lead. We'll take a break, come back in 60. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Livestream is brought to you by TNT Wi-Fi and KMJ Auctions. Stick around. There's more Liberty Eagles basketball coming up on the Fox 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. We've got 8 more minutes to go in the first half. Bunker in the black, trimmed out in green. Liberty in the white, trimmed out in navy blue with red lettering and numbers. Barton takes it down to the corner. She's not playing like she was hurt at all. Shot put up, missed, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. Phipps to Chowning. Chowning sets up at the right wing. She's going to pull up and pop a three. Boom. More of that. Barton at the other end will give it up. Now they'll float it inside. Low block up and a travel.
Good call to get Bunker. Defense there by Corey.
Yeah. 25-12 is where we're at. Chowning will set the offense up. Now, you know, you're up like this. You're up 13. You can be a little more deliberate. Here's a three by Phipps. Ooh, in and out. That's deep. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. 7:07 on the clock. Next week, the Liberty Boys Invitational Tournament gets underway. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Good to have that baby back.
Yeah, it is. Shot fake. Here's a drive. Bounce pass inside.
Good.
Great pass. That was really good. Tharp made a really nice pass to Lynn. And that's how you get a really easy bucket right there. Bunker. They're going to work it outside the perimeter. They'll get it off to Kinsey Barton. She'll give it up.
Liberty went to a box and one.
And, oh, a foul, so
on a three.
Ouch. Haley Turnbull will shoot three.
Jaylee Tharp on the foul.
That's her first.
The Liberties went to a box of one. Looks like Hadley's staying right with Kinsey Barton right now.
First one is good. Yeah, I mean, force somebody else to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she started
with her hair on fire.
Yeah, you know. Second one is good for Haley Turnbull. second one is up. She makes all three of them. She is 4 for 5 from the line, so that's not one to foul. 27-15, 6:32 to go. High post, free throw line. Driving in.
Oh, they're going to get Corey with an offensive
illegal screen.
Illegal screen there.
And that's going to be 2 on Corey. And it's team foul number 2. New rules, 5 team fouls per quarter, and you start shooting the double bonus. 6:21, 27-15, Liberty. Bunker with the basketball. Skip pass. Here's a 3. Boom. Count it. And
timeout. Bunker.
Yep. Number
30 seconds.
Number 11. Who is number 11?
Number 11, that is Bella Sanders.
Bella Sanders.
Freshman coming in off the bench.
Most coaches will take that.
Absolutely.
It's been, there's been, well, I mean, Ella Phipps was, she was 4 for 4. Now she has cooled off since, but you know, when you're 4 for 4, you can cool off
that's
a little
right.
bit.
That's right.
You know, simmer, I guess, is
yeah.
what you could call it. But Bunker has kind of fought their way back. 27-18. They've outscored Liberty 6-2 here in the second. So I believe Kinsey's come back off. Now they ice in her knee. You know, I mean,
I think they're using her more as a decoy right now.
Yeah.
Just getting her on the floor.
Here's a Phipps with a jumper mid-range. Goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Bunker.
Yeah, she's still favoring that knee.
Yeah, it's too early in the season. It's not worth. Loose ball, but gathered back up by Bunker. Tipped again. Double tip. That's going to be
white.
All green.
That's what I meant. It should be White's ball. All green. Because Hadley tipped it, and then number 20.
Yep. Got a piece of it. Haley
Turnbow.
27-18, 5:35. I'd say we're done seeing Kinsey Barton.
Yeah.
She tried. Now, if it's state championship game, district champ, something like that, that may be a little different, but this is not a conference game, and there's many, many more to be played. Liberty. Jumper goes up on the baseline, no good. Rebound, and they're going to call it jump ball. Possession arrow, Liberty. Nice job, Delaney Ellett. And again, Hadley tries it again. But that time, Kara Barton was a little quicker to turn around. So, worked once, tried again.
Yep.
Bunker in the corner. Putting it on the floor, taking it into the paint, blocking foul. That's going to be on Liberty. Like Phipps. And I have that as Ellis first.
Yep. That's what the board's got her for.
Team foul 3 here in the second.
5 minutes left.
Bunker toss it in on the baseline. Out top. Going to drive in. Now there's a kick out again.
Ooh.
That's a double dribble.
Can't do that.
Well, the problem with Bunker right now is just the turnovers.
Yeah.
The unforced turnovers.
Yeah. They're getting good shots. Their ball movement is great. And, they just unsavory turnovers.
11 turnovers. Liberty, gives it right back. Again, if they're that close, just hand it to them. Don't throw it. Shot. No good, but a foul, and we're going to go with the free throw line.
But Delaney Ellett picked up the foul there.
So, stepping up to the line, Bella Sanders, the freshman, who hit a 3 and misses the first one. 4:38, the clock has stopped while we shoot a couple free throws. Second one is good. tomorrow night, 6 p.m., the Mountain View Christmas Parade. West Plains will have their Christmas Parade at 4. If you time it right, you can do them both.
Hopefully the rain stays away. I think there's a pretty good chance of rain.
Well, tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow night, I think we'll be pretty good.
Okay.
Be a little chilly. Bring a hoodie or a jacket. Hot chocolate. I'll be doing play-by-play live video stream of the Mountain View Christmas Parade. Here's a three, top of the key by Bunker. Hits the back of the iron, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. She's going to bring it down the floor. Got one behind her. Now she's able to clear it out. Gets it to Hadley. Hadley's going to put it on the floor. Nice pass inside. Henry goes up and in for two. There you go, Ashland. Good ball movement really helps find easy shots.
Absolutely.
Unselfish play. 29-19, Liberty by 10. Bunker with the basketball. Shot put up. Boom. And just inside the free throw line, Lauren Ritter. 29-21. Counting. At the wing, brings it to the top of the key. Now tosses it towards Ella Phipps.
Morgan Smith's going to come in and give Phipps a breather.
Yeah. You know, I like the concept. Throw it to a spot, not the player.
Yeah.
But both players, everybody's got to
be on the same page.
Yeah. Harder to defend when you're throwing it to a spot. Bunker. Oh. Brings it back out top. Lady Eagles, Liberty, is kind of staying in that kind of a zone now, aren't they? A 2-3, boom. There's a three, and that's the freshman again, Bella Sanders.
And they've chewed Liberty's lead up.
Yeah.
It's almost away. It's a 5-point ball game here.
They've outscored Liberty 12-7 here in the second. And we got a foul away from the ball.
On Bunker, number 23.
Okay, I was watching the ball out front, and
Lauren Ritter there on the foul.
Chowning's going to bring it in. She'll toss it out top. Chowning will get it right back. Pulls up for three, and it's good. More of that, Hadley, more of that.
We like to shoot the ball.
She's Chowning. 32-24 as Bunker goes up, and we got a foul. And it's going to be two on Ashland. I thought Ashland had pretty good. You know, I mean, when you're standing there, you got your hands up and they come into you.
Yeah.
There is, especially girls, there's going to be a little bit of movement. I don't like that foul. You know, I mean, you folks are watching it on live stream. Ricky, thumbs up it was a foul or thumbs down it was not.
Oh, and he's giving us the in-between.
What a hoser.
Top out. What a hoser.
A second free throw is good. So it's a 32-25 ball game. Fits back in. And now Bunker's
back
trapping.
To a man.
Yeah, trapping that. Oh, driving in. Shot put up no good by Ellett. And here comes Bunker.
Liberty can need to settle down on the offensive side.
Yeah, run some offense a little bit. Bunker now with the drive, the one-hander. Good.
Goodness.
Turnbull. Chowning. Gets the double team. Here comes the trap. Oh, now you got two on three. And the drive, a shot put up. Won't fall, but Hadley will shoot two.
Number 23 gets called for that.
That's her third. Well, they got it as their, should be her third. So, Hadley will shoot a couple free throws. First one is up, and it's good. You know, right now, their bunkers, their defensive, they're trapping.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, it's kind of a run and jump.
So kind of look for these, you know, Liberty girls to
kind of penetrate and dish.
Well, yeah, and you're going to have to keep the ball in the hands of Hadley or you know,
yeah,
your good ball handlers. There's a takeaway. Nice steal by Liberty.
Morgan on the steal.
There you go. Long pass down the floor. Inside. There you go. Flop it back out.
Good move, Morgan.
Short jumper put up. No good. And Bunker will take it the other direction. 65 seconds to go. To the wing. There's a drive on the baseline. Gives it up. Knocked away out of bounds. It will stay with Bunker. Phipps got a piece of it. 60 seconds to go. In the half. 33-27. Lauren Ritter will bounce it in, and she has it taken away. Hadley with the steal looks to drive it in, and she's going to get hit with the double dribble. She wanted to stop.
She did. She kind of did a little hesitation, and there was a defender right there on her back hip.
Well, I think she was wanting to keep her dribble, you know, kind of do that stutter stop and then go on in, but the ball
just kind of caught up in her elbow. In her arm.
48 seconds to go, 33-27, Bunker with the basketball, Liberty with the lead. And jump ball, possession arrow.
I can say Bunker.
You know, Liberty, when they were in that straight man, I think was a little better defense for them. They had switched it up. Here's a drive. The one-hander goes up. No good. Ritter gets the rebound. They kick it out. Here's a three. That hits the rim. No good. Chowning with the rebound. Long pass. Phipps catches. Goes up. Oh, can't get it to roll. Liberty keeps it alive. Bounce pass out top. Chowning. Shot fake. Drive. Shot fake again. Goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Putback is good. Shelby Holt. Needed that. Oh, didn't need that. So number 20 is going to get hit with the foul. What did I do with our roster, that big one? Oh, that no, the for Liberty.
I haven't seen it.
Well, oh, because I've got it. I've got it. First free throw is good. Haley Turnbull. We know she can shoot free throws. There we go. And I'll keep these all year because they're really nice. Second free throw is good. Yeah.
Ooh, boom.
Who was that?
Morgan Smith. She got the two.
Is it what?
Yep, three. Yeah, her foot was on the line.
Well, so at the now, boy, the Bunker Lady Eagles come roaring back. But the Lady Liberty Eagles hang on to the lead, 37-29. Ella Phipps, she had 12 points in the first. She really cooled off in the second. She had no points. But, you know, Hadley kind of stepped in with 7 points in the second. We'll take a full look at the stat book coming up in just a few. 37-29. Liberty with the lead. We'll come back with first half stats. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Still doing laundry at Mom's? It's time to get your own place.
And welcome back. The Lady Liberty Eagles lead the Lady Bunker Eagles 37-29. And going through the scoring for Bunker, Kinsey Barton, they're all stater. She's got seven, but again, got hurt. Tipping our hat to her. She came out. She tried to give it a go. She just couldn't. But she's got 7 points. Bella Sanders with 7 points. Kaylee Sutton with one. Haley Turnbull has been the scorer. She's got 13. And then Lauren Ritter with two. You know, Tyler, if you want to go through Liberty's.
Yeah, on the Liberty side, Jaylee Tharp in the first half with two. Corey Lynn has two. Shelby Holt with two, Morgan Smith with two, Ella Phipps, like you said, she started off, you know, with her hair on fire in that first quarter. She went 4 for 4 from behind the three line, ends up with 12 at the half. Hadley Channing, 15 at the half, Ashlyn Henry with two.
So Liberty scored 22 in the first. 15 in the second. Bunker scored 12 in the first, 17 in the second, and it's a good ball game, you know.
Yeah, it's good up and down ball game. The Turnbow girl for Bunker right now has really kept them in this ball game. She came alive in that second quarter.
Yeah, she is 6 of 8. Or I'm sorry, 6 of 7 from the free throw line.
Yeah, so she's automatic. I mean, she's shooting a deep ball. I mean, she's a nice little player.
Yeah, she's complete. All right, 37-29, Liberty Lady Eagles with the lead. We're coming back in 5 minutes.
Parts City.
The Parts City Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here. For the do-it-yourselfer on your list, save $20 on a Power Torque 248-piece mechanics tool set. Or let them choose what they want most with a Parts City Auto Parts gift card. Visit Parts City Auto Parts or PartsCityAuto.com.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City! Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
You've been wanting to install skylights in your home. Well, that limb hanging over the roof is one ice storm or wind gust away from making that a reality, though probably not what you had in mind. Casey's Tree Service is bonded and insured. They can remove the limb or the whole tree. It'll save a call to the construction company.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
WHN, the Weather Center, as we prepare for the weekend, let's prepare you on the weather side of things by telling you you're going to need an umbrella tonight and tomorrow. We have a 100% chance of rain in the forecast for both. The overnight low temperature 39, tomorrow's high will be at 53. And then on Sunday, a beautiful day, sunny, and the high temperature at 60.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
BS, I agree. Okay, 37-29, Bunker and Liberty. This is Varsity Girls. JV Boys will play. We'll set that one. We'll come back with Varsity Boys. And again, it's being live video streamed. And we're going to start a Facebook page because I'm really curious, you know, who's listening from, you know, folks far and beyond or even local, even right down the street. But, you know, I'm just curious as to, you know, who's tuned in, how far away, you know, where are you at, how often do you listen? We're going to work on that, but I think that'd be a lot of fun to be kind of curious.
Kind of get some, see who's tuned into the live stream or who's just listening.
And we'll give the Bobby Barnes Award. That'll be coming your way later in the year. Here's a loose ball. It's going to be a jump ball. And this is a brand new award that's coming out. But with all seriousness, you know, I want to send thoughts and prayers out to, you know, Liberty alum, Liberty basketball players, the Conway family.
Yep.
We lost a wonderful human being. good friend, passionate about Liberty, loved his family, loved his wife, and just gone way, way too soon. So, yep, you know, as my daughter, Brooke, would always say, Coach Mark,
yep,
and, you know, he will greatly be missed. Here's a three by Bunker, put up, and then tip out of bounds. It'll stay with Bunker.
Yeah, well, we were going through that. Ella Phipps hits another three down there in the corner. So she's kind of picking up back here in the third where she left off in the first.
That's a wonderful thing. Bunker tosses it in out top. Works it to the wing. Liberty in a 2-3 matchup. Three put up no good. Chowning gets the rebound. Hadley now will set up over by the Liberty bench. Shot fake. There's a drive now. Up and in. How about that? Jaylee Tharp. I like that. 42-29. Now Liberty doing a little extending their defense, doing a little trapping. Now it's 2-on-1, but good job by Henry. Closing it off, forcing them to toss it back outside. You can't do anything about that. That's a three for Turnbull. 42-32. Now they're in the zone. Bunker's playing. Ooh, yep. Blocked shot. That's not going to work in there. Loose ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow.
Should be Liberty.
Yes. So Jaylee Tharp comes out. Shelby Holt comes in for Liberty. 6:15 to go in the third. Phipps catches at the elbow. The leaner in. That was a tough shot, Ella. Way to go. 44-32. Bunker now brings it down the floor. They throw it away. So Liberty now will be able to walk it down the floor. Counting between the circles. Looks like they're going to spread out a little bit. They're going to try to give her something where she can penetrate. Phipps catches in the corner. Now high post. Nice entry pass. If you can't push her, that's against Bunker.
3 seconds.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, it's such a bailout call.
Here's a drive, shot up, in, and a foul. That's the freshman, Bella Sanders. She's got a chance for an old-fashioned three. And that foul is on Corey Lynn. That's her third. And that will get some activity. The old-fashioned three is good. So now who's number 12?
That's Josie Tharp.
Chowning flips it into the corner to Tharp. Josie. Hadley gets it right back. High post. Henry. Shot up. No good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Kaylee Sutton. Bunker. We'll set their offense up out top with Sutton. Here's a drive. Oh, that's good defense right there. And Liberty will get it back to Hadley. Phipps at the wing. Phipps getting more attention. She's going to drive. Pull up jumpers. No good. And Henry comes up with
good,
it.
Good, Ash.
There you go, Ashley. She gets it, and she goes straight up. Gets the contact, now is going to shoot a couple free throws. Now, back it up a little bit. Hadley brings it down, kicks it to Phipps. She's drawing a lot of attention. She had three Bunker girls collapse on her. And, boom, first one's good. The game moves so much. It's so much easier for me to say this. But that would have been a perfect opportunity to just toss it. A give and go.
Yeah.
And that would have been an easy layup. Again, it's a lot easier to see up here rather than when you're down there on the floor. Second one is good. 46-35, Liberty. Bunker with the basketball in the corner. Three is good by Lauren Ritter. And a timeout called by Bunker, 46-38, 4:37 to go in the third. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 46-38. 4:37 is where we are at. And it'll be Liberty basketball. Chowney. And again, Bunker in the zone. Hadley gives it up, gets it back. High post. Turnaround jumper from the elbows, no good. Rebound taken by Bunker, and a foul.
Yeah, Shelby just come in a little hot there.
Yeah. It's her second. Team foul number two. Bunker basketball. 8-point ball game. Liberty with the lead. The freshman takes it in. The one-hander spins out. Fitz gets the rebound, gets it to Chowney. Back to Phipps, opposite corner. Here's a three. It's going to be long, and that could be a well jump ball.
Longer.
We had a break.
Yep, we did. Delaney was a little out of position there, but
yep,
her long arms, I guess, was enough to get the jump ball call.
Out top for Bunker, Bella Sanders. Sanders gives it to Turnbull. Turnbull, she'll flip it over to Sutton. Bunker back out top. Here's another three. In and out. Phipps gets the rebound. Phipps tries to work it into the corner. Knocked away by Ritter. It'll stay with Liberty.
That's one of those other things that, like, up here you can see it all progressing, and it's like, as soon as she let it go, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it's much easier up here. You could be an all-stater from up here.
Oh yeah.
Liberty with the basketball. Chowney gets it to the elbow. Land goes up and it won't fall, Ellett, she'll get a chance to earn it from the free throw line. And we're starting to see a few more folks make their way to the nest. First one is good. And checking back in is Kara Barton. Barton comes in for Haley Sutton for Bunker. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Barton. And she'll bring it down the floor. That's one thing I've noticed about Bunker. They got multiple girls that can bring it down the floor. Baseline. And a foul. That's going to be on Morgan Smith. .252 to go. And now number 10 checking in.
That is Allie Merritt.
Shot put up, no good. Bunker gets the rebound. They'll reset out top with Turnbull. Now they'll toss it inside. Lehnen, scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken by Phipps. Pitch to Chowney. Long pass down the floor. Liberty comes up with it, drives in. Reset. Nope, jump ball. Jump ball stays with Liberty. They're kind of rushing their offense. You know, they just need to slow down a little bit. Make a few extra passes. Here's a three. Boom. Hadley with 18 now, her third three of the game. 50-38. Here's a drive. Knocks away out of bounds. Stays with Bunker. Hadley got a piece of it on the drive by Haley Turnbull. Maddie Dickerson checks back in for Bunker. She'll also be the trigger person on the inbound pass. Gets it to Barton. Kicks it back out to her. Three put up, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Phipps to Chowney. Chowney on the left side. Crosses over. Gets it to Phipps for three. Boom, boom. That's her sixth three of the game. 53-38. Bunker with the basketball, 1:45 to go in the third. Working outside the perimeter. That's who they want to have it. Here's a shot put up. Wow,
tough.
Turnbull, wow. She's got 18. 53-40. Liberty with the basketball and a nice lead. Don't force anything. If it's not there, just pull it back out. Clock is your friend right now. You're up 13. But then again, when you got your foot on the gas, man, it's hard to take it off. Liberty tosses it in out top, and it'll be Bunker basketball. Just trying to force it a little too much. It's a fine line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bunker basketball with 1:17 to go in the third. Again, tomorrow, 6 p.m., is the Mountain View Christmas Parade. Hope to see a lot of you folks out there. Rumor has it Santa Claus will be there. Chowning with the steal and the breakaway goes up, gets the layup.
Her fifth steal tonight.
Well, we've got 10, 16, 17 turnovers by Bunker. Bunker with the basketball. Takes it in from the rim. Barton, that's her first score here in the game. 55-42, 35 seconds. Get a good shot. Use the clock. You got your dribble.
Yep.
Double dribble. Turns it over.
So Phipps and Chowning both come out.
That's Hadley's first break, is it?
Yep.
27 seconds on the clock here in the third. 55-42 Liberty. That's going to be a foul on Jaylee Tharp, her second. And, well, going to be shooting two free throws, too. Ouch. You didn't want that. Because, and you didn't want Turnbull at the free throw line either. First one is good. She's pretty solid from the line.
She's played a well of a ball game.
Yes, she has. Well, you know, prior to tip-off, I was told they had two really good guards, and we've seen them.
They sure do.
16 seconds to go. Liberty with the basketball. Gets it inside and jump ball. Wow, Bunker's, we had 27 seconds. Bunker's going to get two possessions in 27 seconds. Drive and a foul.
She's going to get two more.
She's going to get two more.
this is not what you wanted. You know, again, this is where, you know, Liberty had a 15-point lead where you kind of just run some offense. You know, let a few seconds click off. That clock is kind of can be part of your offense.
Yeah, you can cut the lead to single digits right here.
And, nope, she does not. Liberty with 2 seconds. Takes it down. Full shot up, no good. So, after three quarters, it's 55-45. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See your Shelter Insurance agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 55-45, Liberty leading Bunker in this varsity girls contest. Liberty outscored Bunker in the third, 18-16. And it will be Liberty basketball to start the fourth. See if Liberty here uses a little clock management in this fourth. You're up 10. I mean, Downing in the corner. Oh, no, quick three or jumper put up, no good. One and done. Bunker takes it the other direction. They throw it away. Downing with another takeaway. Top of the key. Hadley's going to drive. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken by Bella Sanders. She'll bring it down the floor. Liberty with the double team. Liberty with pressure out top on the ball. Oh, that's travel. Good defense. No score yet here in the fourth. And we're 35 seconds in. Chowning out top. There's the double team. Open at the wing. Rolls it out. Chowning gets it back. Tosses it to the opposite corner. Brings it back. Hadley's going to shoot to three. It's going to come up short. Out of bounds. So, Bunker takes it the other direction. Liberty now, they're falling back into that man-to-man. Yep. Here's a drive. Shot's partially blocked and picked up by Henry. Knocked away, but last touch by Bunker. Ella Phipps comes in for Merritt. 55-45, under 7 minutes now. Downing gets the double team, gives it up. Whichever Liberty girl gets it, they're looking to shoot it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
everybody's got the safety off.
Liberty gets hit with the travel. There's no milk in the clock here, man. Bunker taking it in. Leaner shot up. No good. Rebound. Chowney. Hadley. Bounce pass to the right wing. Drive. Charge.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's different. Morgan Smith takes it in hard. Gets hit with the charge. And that's going to get Jaylee Tharp back into the ballgame.
6:20 to go. Still, neither team has scored here in the fourth. Bunker basketball. Turnbull. Out top. They're setting screens for her, so that's who they want.
Yeah.
They want her to get it, so. Oh, nice bounce pass.
Oh, shot goes up, won't fall. Loose ball. Liberty comes up with it.
Gets it to Chowning. Chowning on the far side of the floor, across the timeline. Looks to attack. And it's going to be a foul. That's his team foul number one for Bunker. Is that a 20? Yeah.
Yep.
It's her first. Oh, it's her third.
Shout out to Captain Carl on the Ohio River.
How about that? Way to go, Carl. Carl listening in. Well, it's going to be a long night. We'll keep you entertained. Here's a three put up by Liberty. No good. Liberty with the rebound. The putback. Good.
Don't be cold.
That was much needed. An old chance for an old-fashioned three. 5:36 to go. Clock has stopped. Who else is out there listening? The old-fashioned three, no good. But Liberty gets the loose ball, and Phipps under the basket goes up. Can't get it to fall. Now Bunker pulls it down. Bunker going to take it down deep. Oh, that's a charge. Yes.
No, they called a block.
She never moved. Was she too far under the basket or what?
I'm not sure.
Looked like
she didn't move. She didn't move, but I think that was a good offensive possession there that she kind of hit her on the side more than a square charge.
So Maddie Dickerson at the line shooting two. First one is, oh, she was shooting two.
The basket went.
Oh, okay. I missed that as well. Chowning catches in the wing, brings it to the elbow. Jumper, good. Ashlyn Henry. She's got 6 points now. That's how you answer back. 59-47. Bunker with the basketball. Turnbull.
Okay, we went back into a no.
No, it's still man to man. And there's a foul that's going to be on Bunker. 23, I think. Lauren Ritter.
Yep. Third.
Yep. 59-47, 4:52 to go in regulation. Chowning catches it. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Bunker kicks it out to Ritter. Ritter gives it back up to Sanders. Sanders floats it back around. Now Haley Turnbull with it.
Oh.
She looks to drive in, shoots. Man, she's got that down. It's not real. It's kind of a, it's a semi hook.
Yeah,
but she's 6 feet away from the rim doing it. Here's a baseline drive. Give up underneath. Shot goes up. It's too short. Picked up by Bunker. Bunker is going to push it down the floor. Turnbull. She's going to be fouled and they'll go to the line and shoot two. As we hit the halfway mark, again, Liberty is kind of playing like they're behind.
Yeah. I'd like to see, you know, two or three passes, try to get that defense to shift, try to get a better look.
Well, you're up 10, you know, give me 20 seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds. How many possessions?
Limit
you know?
The possessions.
Yeah. First one's no good. Second one is. So it's a 9-point ball game. It's a 3-possession game right now. 4 minutes to go. Liberty catches, drives in, throws a shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Back to the corner. Another 3 foot up. No good. Liberty gets the rebound, pulls it out.
Adley catches. She drives in the one-hander. That goes off the rim. That's no good. Jump ball. Possession. Arrow. Liberty.
Liberty.
Well, we're running. We're getting, you know, we've run 20 seconds off. You do 20 seconds each trip. Now give us 20 more, you know.
I'd like to see some points at the end of that
seconds. Here's a three from the top of the key, and it's good. Jay Lee Tharp. That was a design set play right there to get a good look at three. 62-50. Liberty is up by 12, and there's a reach in. And Haley Turnbull. Shelby Holt. No, not Shelby.
Shelby.
It's her third. Bunker keeps it. They bring it in. Shot put up. And another foul. It's going to be on Corey Lynn. That's going to be her fourth. And the thing that you don't like is the clock stops now with 3:24. Kara Barton. She's got 2 points. Her first trip to the free throw line. The first one is good. Corey will come out, and Ella Phipps comes back in. Second free throw is no good. Should be over the back, no call. Phipps gets the rebound, gets it to Chowning. Chowning with the double team. Able to dribble through that. Another defender picks her up across timeline, gives it up underneath, shot put up and in. Those quick shots like that, you got to take that.
You got to have those.
Yeah, you got to have those. You know, you go triple team somebody, somebody just like that's going to be wide open. 3 minutes to go, 64-51, Liberty. Bunker with the basketball. And the foul. Turnbull will shoot two. And they will shoot two the rest of the way out now with 2:55 to go. 64-51, Liberty up by 13. First one is good. She has done a really good job. Haley Turnbull. And she is, where's number 20?
She's a junior.
Well, second one is no good. Phipps gets the rebound. And Liberty now gets it across the timeline. Chowning at the wing. Out top. Phipps for three more. And no good over the back. That's going to be on Henry for third. Ouch. And the clock stops again. And two free throws from a Turnbull. A little four corner spread. First one is good. 11-point ball game. Lot of time to go. Second free throw is no good, and Bunker gets the rebound. Here's a three. That'd be huge. Boom! And it is the freshman, Bella Sanders. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an 8-point ball game. 64-56, 2:36 to go. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Hey, Ben, again, a big thank you to our live stream sponsors, TNT, Wi-Fi, Ozarks Healthcare, and KMJ Auctions. That KMJ Auction's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of neat stuff in there. It's going to be Liberty Basketball, Bunker now. They're going to apply a lot of pressure. They're going to try and deny the basketball to Hadley. Liberty gets it across the timeline, feeds it to Phipps. Phipps rolls it back out top. There's the double team. Caught. Liberty now able to get it back to Phipps. Now Hadley has it. 2:15. Run some offense. Be real picky. They're going to try and jump you. There's, ooh, they had a look right there. Gets it inside to Henry. Henry to Phipps. Phipps, oh, got the look. Couldn't get the shot. And we got a foul. That's on Phipps. But the clock stops with 2:03, and Bunker shoots free throws. And again, it's Haley Turnbull. The one. First one's good. My color commentator's turning into dad.
I'm trying.
Oh, it's tough. It is so tough. 64:57, 2 minutes still to go. Second free throw is good. She makes them both. Do not foul this girl anymore. And again, full court pressure. Phipps gets it to Chowning. Chowning takes it. Gets it to Henry. Henry goes up too strong. Oh, she travels.
So, I mean, it takes 4 seconds off the clock, and now they've got the ball back.
Yeah. Well, I will take that. I'll take that, though. That wasn't. But, yes. The possessions, you want to limit them. Here's a three, a big one that goes up, hits the top of the backboard. It'll be Liberty basketball. So Liberty gets bailed out. Now checking in number four, Jesslyn DeMuth.
Shelby Holt comes back in for Liberty.
Liberty going to try and get through the press. There's a foul. That's four. Now the next foul, Liberty will be shooting some free throws. That'll change things a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ooh, Hadley bails Liberty out with that. Oh, no. Liberty with the quick shot again. Phipps gets the rebound. She throws one up. That's no good. And now Liberty with the dump at the bunker, able to get it out from underneath. Out top. Turnbull for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. And Liberty gives it right back. Here comes Bunker on the baseline. Back off to Barton. Jumper put up no good. Hadley gets the rebound. Bunker wants a timeout. 61 seconds to go, 64:58.
How did Bunker call a timeout if Hadley had to? So it had to be a Liberty timeout.
They pointed to Bunker.
Because if Liberty's got possession, Bunker cannot call a timeout. So it, yeah, it was Liberty.
Okay.
It was Liberty.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep it here. 64:58. You got 61 seconds. And you've got a 6-point lead. Two possessions.
Yeah.
I mean, Liberty, at one point, the girls were up 15. But, boy, they were firing. I mean, they were
firing. And we've been in the double bonus. We've been in the bonus
right
for 4 minutes. I mean, we were halfway through the fourth quarter, and we already had our five.
Yeah.
So every tic-tac foul that Liberty had in the last 3 minutes has resulted in free throws.
Yeah. And that's not what you want. Now, Desi Smith, she might sneak up here and chat with us after the game.
Yep, that was the plan.
So I think the last game I did was you and I,
the quarterfinal game.
Yep.
Against Licking. No.
No, that was the district championship.
That was just, we won that one.
It was against Fatima.
Fatima. Liberty brings it in. Phipps with the catch. Just spread it out. They're going to have to foul you, so you don't need to worry about taking a shot. Just keep it in your ball handler's hands. Inside, back outside. Now we got a
timeout.
Liberty going to use a timeout. We'll take our last one here. 37 seconds to go, a 30-second timeout. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Headed to the game, the anchor is open. Headed home from the game, the anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
All right, 37 seconds on the clock, 64-58 Liberty, and it'll be Liberty bringing it in. The winner moves above 500.
Yep.
Liberty will go with a stack on the inbound. 5 seconds up, they get it in. 35 seconds, Phipps catches, and there's the foul. I mean, you could almost just catch it and hold it.
Yeah. Just make them,
you know. So, Ella Phipps at the line. She's had a nice night. Shooting two. She's got 20 points. First one is good.
Kind of broke a little drought.
Yeah, I mean,
hung on that 64 number there for 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, Liberty's outscored Bunker from the floor. The second one's good, but Liberty's put Bunker at the free throw line a bunch in the field.
Yeah.
30 seconds to go. You can almost let them score. There you go. Henry with a nice block and picks it up. 20 seconds to go. Phipps just hold it, wait for the foul. There it comes. Go to the line. Seconds to go. JV basketball is next. We'll pause for that one. We'll be coming back with the boys' varsity game against the state-ranked Bunker squad. First one's good. Ella Phipps.
Our Liberty squad's still undefeated, isn't it? Aren't they?
Yes. Both these teams tonight are undefeated. Somebody's going to get their first loss. Ella makes the ball, 68-58. Liberty by 10. 12 seconds, a three goes up, no good. Rebound Phipps. Phipps probably leading them in rebounds.
Yeah, that was actually her 10th rebound.
Double-double. So the Lady Eagles, Liberty gets the win, 68-58. And they move to 4-3 on the year. And who they got next?
Boy, if you hadn't asked me that, we go to Chadwick.
Chadwick.
Yep, Chadwick next week.
Well, that will be a tough game as
well.
It will
be. It sure will be.
68-58, going through the scoring. Kinsey Barton, who got hurt, she had 7 points. Bella Sanders, the freshman off the bench, 13. Maddie Dickerson with 2. Kayla Sutton with 1. For Haley Turnbull. 3 for Kara Barton, and 5 for Lauren Ritter. For Liberty, Daly Tharp, had five. Ellett with one. Corey Lynn with two. Shelby Holt with six. Morgan Smith with two. Twenty-four for Ella Phipps. 20 for Hadley Chowning. And six for Ashlyn Henry. 68-58. Liberty wins by 10. Turnovers. Liberty had, I got them at 15. And Bunker at 15, 18, 19. I missed a few, but how'd it look? Ella Phipps, like you said, 24 points, 10 rebounds. She goes for a double-double. Hadley Chowning, 22 points, 12 assists. So she's also went for the double-double. Pretty good night offensively. Just got to take care of the ball and cut down on the fouls, you know, late in the ball game there, especially when you're up. Yeah, that was the only thing I seen was that, you know, you gotta play a little more, play with the lead.
Yeah,
you know, you play
with the lead instead of the same mentality of playing in a close game or playing from behind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you were talking about there in that fourth, you know, come down and let your offense run, you know, get some good looks, make three or four passes instead of shooting off that first pass.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, because, you know, you're up 15, there's, you know, you had 6 minutes. I'm not, you know, and I don't mean, you know, going into a stall. I'm not talking about that. Just run a little offense, you know, say, hey, let's run 20, 25 seconds off.
Yeah.
You know, and then go for that shot, you know, unless it's just you've got a wide open layup. But, you know, again, just my opinion, it was like, you know, Liberty was playing from behind, you know, one pass, boom, throwing a three up, you know. Getting a takeaway and dribbling it down and, you know, not having the numbers in your favor. You're taking it in one on three.
Yeah.
You know. And again, you're up 15. Pull
and,
it out.
And a lot of it's situational. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You have to. There has to be that little clock or that little noise in your head that's like, hey, you know, we don't need a one and done possession here. You know, we need to take some time, let our offense kind of run, get a good look instead of, you know, that one pass to the wing and we're jacking up the three.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's like, hey, if I get it, I'm shooting it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm shooting it. You give it to me, I'm shooting it. But, hey, it worked. You know, 68-58, and, you know, calmest man in the house, Mike Chowning. Look at him, just sitting there. Just
stoic. Very stoic.
That's what it is. We've got, again, some varsity basketball coming your way. That's coming up after this JV game. Bunker. State ranked, undefeated, 5-0. Liberty, 3-0. Coming now, the Liberty tournament is next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Liberty does not play Monday, but they play Tuesday. We'll have all that for you.
Who did I see on the Liberty tournament side? We were looking.
On our side, we've got the Christian school.
Yep. So, Monday night games, you're looking Eminence at Neelyville at 7.
Yeah.
Bakersfield, Lighthouse Christian. Is it Lighthouse Christian?
Lighthouse Christian, yep.
So, those will be the games on Monday night. The Tuesday night schedule, Hartville, Neelyville, and then Liberty and Lighthouse Christian will play the late game. On Thursday, we're looking Hartville Eminence. At 7, Liberty versus Bakersfield is 8:30 on Thursday. And then Friday night's going to be the finisher. You're going to have the second place out of the pool. Both pools will play.
Or third place.
For third place. And then both winners out of the pools will play at 8:30.
The varsity games will be 7 and 8:30 every night. 7 and 8:30. And we'll have them all for you. Here on the Fox 96.9. We're going to pause. We'll come back with the varsity game, and that should be, what, an hour?
Yeah.
We'll have that right here on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.